When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Like I said in the last episode, I'm streaming on Twitch now, again, for free. So every day you can tune in and see me analyze stocks real time, go over news. We talk about bonds, Forex, Bitcoin, crypto, a bunch of stuff, indicators. I paper trade on there. I live trade on there. You can see everything. And you can ask me questions, any question you want. I have guests in there from all around the world, including the Netherlands, other places in Europe. I spoke to a guy from India the other day. So there's people all over the world trying to get this information. I want you all to join in too. So search Alchemist, A-L-K-E-E-M-I-S-T on Twitch. Follow the account and you'll get notifications every time I go live. Come learn about some stocks. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about how to find out if a trading strategy you're using or you think about, you're thinking about using, if it's even worth it. Will it actually make you money? Enjoy this episode. First two things, or the two things that we're going to talk about today, are sample size trading and paper trading. Now, we already know what paper trading is. It's available on multiple platforms, not Robinhood. I believe it is on Webull. I don't know if it's on E-Trade. You can do it on TD Ameritrade. There's a few different places you can paper trade, but you can just go to investopedia.com. They have paper trading, and you could just download a paper trading app as well. So there's a lot of different ways to get access to it. Now, sample size trading, that's trading your technique on a certain sample size of trades, let's say 20 trades. Now, I'm actually doing this right now with a new strategy that I'm testing. Since you're all dying to know, here's a strategy really quickly. It involves using weekly charts to identify stocks that are ready for a reversal after a beatdown. I look for a flattening on the weekly, an RSI at or approaching 50, a MACD flattening below par, and preparing to cross, and TTM squeeze on a second or third yellow bar after topping off from the red, or bottoming out on the red. On the daily chart, once I have that, I look over to that daily chart, and I need a buy signal on price action, as well as upward facing RSI that's not oversold, overbought, and a MACD and force index all pointing up. Now that's a lot, right? You can go back, you can listen to it, slow down, whatever you want to do, but that's the strategy I'm trading right now. I'm not going to emphasize it because I don't want you guys trading it too, because obviously I am testing this strategy. Now, this is where you go find out where the strategy works now. Now that you have a strategy, you take those parameters, those exact parameters, and you go through your watch list looking for stocks that match that criteria. Then you take every single trade that matches your criteria using a paper account. So if there's 10, there's 20, whatever, take the trade on a paper account, do an even number like 10 or 20 or 100 stocks, 100 shares, whatever you want to do. And again, decide on the sample size. 20 is a good number, right? 20 is a really good number. Now, over 20 trades, you look at the paper results and how many of them were successful. This means you have to follow your rules of getting out of trades too, right? Just because it's paper, you don't want to sit there and get a loss, right? You want to get used to your rules now, even with fake money. So if one trade is showing you a 2% portfolio loss or more, or even before it gets 2%, right? If it's getting close to 2%, it hits 2%, you're getting out of that trade. Yes, it's paper money. Yes, it can go to zero and you can still pay your bills. You may not be up all night crying, wondering what happened, but stick to your rules. A successful trade is one that hits your target, right? Or at least moves in the direction of your target before you have to get out, right? Taking some profit. A successful trade is also one that you're taking your loss, right? People don't think taking a loss is being successful. It is. Success is following your plan. So if your plan says take a loss at 2%, you take a loss at 2%. Follow your rules, even if it's on paper. Now, of those 20 trades, right, we go back to how many of those were successful and got you profit. If you can find one that goes 65 to 70% of the time, in school, we were told that, you know, that was barely passing, right? People didn't like getting C's and C pluses in high school, but in the stock market, that will pay your bills. If the majority of your trades are profits, and this is the caveat, right? You allow those profits to be bigger than the losses, you can pay your bills, right? Now, higher is better, right? A higher percentage is better. But if your 70% wins are bigger in magnitude than the 30% that you're losing, then that's good. If you win 60% of the time, not even 70, 60, barely more than half, but you're winning by, let's say, 10%, and the losses are you keep to 2%, 60% of the time you're hitting, 10% wins, and 40% of the time, right, which is a sizable amount, you're losing 2%, you're still breaking at a high profit level, right? You're able to pay your bills like that. So don't trip about the number. It's about getting one that wins a majority of the time and being faithful enough to follow through on your trades and allow your winners to run. But you do that paper trading first, right? So once we find out what works, we tighten the bolts to make it better. So if you're winning 60% of the time, how can you improve it to make it a little bit better and a little bit better? We're not trying to get 100%. You will never win 100%. You won't even win 90%. You won't even win 80%. So just try to get a little bit better. We just want to win more than we lose and win at a larger magnitude than our losses. So that's exactly what I'm doing right now, actually, with the trading strategy I said before. I actually do this trading strategy on Twitch, like I said in the intro, but that's where I decided to really hardcore employ it. When I'm streaming, what I do is I look at what I see on the live numbers, right? What I'm seeing happening with the live real-time data. When I see something that I like, I open my paper trading account on my second desktop and I make the trade, right? If it fits the criteria, I make the trade. And I'm doing it in lot sizes of 100 shares, I believe, right? So you can come and actually see me do it and see what I'm looking at specifically for this experiment. So try it with whatever strategy you like. I'm trying it with this one. You might try with another one that you like. It doesn't matter. Find a strategy, pick a sample size, take every trade, record your results, and see if it's worth keeping. Now, once you have a profitable trading strategy on paper, the ultimate test is to do it with real money. Because you can do things on paper that you may not be able to do with real money. So if you can do it with now real money, maybe the results change a little bit, but you know that when it changes, it's you. So now you don't have to fix a strategy, you have to fix yourself. And you can do that by reading books, taking seminars, getting coaching, really getting a psychologist to help you with some things that you may have to deal with outside of the money. But once you figure out the strategy that works and you take it to real money, any discrepancies have to do with you. And that gives you a mission to fix yourself so that you can make the profits that you are making on paper. Now, there are a lot of people selling strategies out there. Here's a way to find out if they really work, right? Try this strategy. Well, I said this strategy to test strategies to find out how effective they are. Now, Chris Hansen, the guest from last week, from Tuesday through Friday, he has a trading strategy. Now, he was able to retire using this strategy and hasn't worked in almost 20 years. All he does is trade. So talk about effective, right? So you have effective strategies like that, and then you have strategies that aren't able to retire people. So it doesn't matter what you use, you just want to be able to prove that it works, right? And put it to work. So, I mean, Chris doesn't talk about his strategy in the episodes we went through, but he talks about the second half that I mentioned in the end of the episode. Once you figure out a strategy that works, you fix yourself because you are what's holding the strategy back. And then in those four episodes, he talks about how to fix the you part of it. So go out there, test the strategy, and then fix yourself so that you can make as much money as you want or need using the stock market. Now, this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying I'll see you tomorrow. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.